In the lunchtime edition, some SSA staff still off the job demanding disbursement of an incentive payment. Meantime, the agency's management insists the majority of staff is working and that there is no major disruption of services. The NUPW reiterates that it has instructed its members to return to work, but the Unity Workers Union again promises to keep up the fight for as long as it takes. The World Bank forecasts economic growth of 3.7% for Barbados this year. And government takes to Parliament proposed new laws to allow for judge-only trials and plea bargaining. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. Well, some sanitation service authority workers are off the job for a second consecutive day in protest over pay and, in particular, a promised incentive payment as well as other grievances. The SSA chairman, Ramon Alling, tells Starcom Network News the majority of the employees still at work.
Yes, some members of staff are still off the job. Fortunately, it is not a majority of the staff by any means. We are able to handle most of our pressing obligations, and we've put in place certain initiatives to ensure that the public at large is not adversely affected, or at least adversely affected in any major way. The authority is committed to making sure that it meets its deliverables, and I think we have the operations planned in a manner that we will be able to meet them.
He condemns the work stoppage as a wildcat strike and indicated there will be consequences for those who remain off the job.
Our industrial relations partner, the NUPW, has made it clear that there's no existing dispute and that they, the NUPW, requires the workers to go to work while we deal with the negotiations that are pending. This means that this wildcat disruption is not sanctioned in any way by any recognized authority. To the extent that we have any persons who are not following the directives, the authority will lead them accordingly to employer-employee mandate.
The SSA chairman, Ramon Alling. The general secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green, tells Starcom Network News they are in the process of meeting to address the concerns raised by the employees and that some of the SSA staff have gone back to work.
I can report that the majority of the workers are out and working, and UPW has already communicated our position to our members. Some that are not working today, the majority of them are not our members. So at this time, we continue to monitor the situation. We continue to give the representation that they deserve and see how we can have this matter resolved to the benefit of all the parties.
The NUPW General Secretary Richard Green. Meantime, the Unity Workers Union shop steward, Terry Carter, says their members will continue to protest for as long as it takes to have the issues addressed.
Workers from both unions are off the job. The workers that reported sick this morning, they told the workers that they are not allowed to report sick, and they're using scare tactics to get the workers to go and work. That's the position right now at sanitation. But 90% of the trucks are still here parked in the yard. The workers are not moving. I don't think it should have to come to this for the workers to be recognized. I don't think it should have to come to this. This is not good enough. Well, it will have to go on as long as it takes. We stand up for other people, and we didn't get anything for it. 2 weeks we were off the job. We stand up for other workers, and we didn't get anything for it. So it's time for me to stand up for ourselves.
Unity Workers Union shop steward Terry Carter in the lunchtime edition. The World Bank is forecasting economic growth of 3.7% for Barbados this year, down from the 4.4% expansion achieved in 2023 and the 4.1% growth reported by the Barbados Central Bank for the first quarter of this year. The forecast is contained in the Global Economic Prospects Report released today. Overall, the World Bank expects growth in Caribbean economies to accelerate to 7.1% in 2024 and remain robust at 5.7% in 2025. However, the high forecast is boosted by the continued sharp upward trend in Guyana's economic numbers, which the bank attributes to a resource-based boom after the discovery of oil there in 2015. Economic growth in the rest of the Caribbean expected to pick up to 3.9% this year and 4% in 2025. Growth in Jamaica expected to weaken to 2% in 2024 and 1.6% in 2025. St. Lucia forecasts for growth of 2.9% this year and 2.4% next year. And the St. Vincent economy projected to grow by 5% this year and 3.9% in 2025. The Attorney General, Dale Marshall, has taken to Parliament proposed amendments to allow for the introduction of plea bargaining and judge-only trials. Mr. Marshall says the judge-only trials are intended to make the criminal justice system more efficient.
Typically, judge-alone trials are faster, they're more efficient than trials with jury. They eliminate at the outset the selection of the jury. They're also less expensive. Jury trials take up a lot of resources. They take up the resources of the individuals who have to leave their workplace and come and sit on a jury to determine innocence or guilt. I'm not suggesting at all that that is not a valuable exercise. I'm just saying that it is an expense that has to be factored in. Because judges are legal experts and have a firm understanding of the law, you can get a sounder decision.
The Attorney General, Dale Marshall. Trinidad and Tobago's National Security Minister Fitzgerald Hines has voiced concern about the high level of violence among young people there, this after a 15-year-old died after a stabbing by another youngster in central Trinidad late Sunday evening. Eyewitnesses said the encounter began as a play fight when the assailant pulled a pocket knife and stabbed the victim in his torso. The teenage suspect panicked and fled the scene. He later surrendered to police while the victim died while undergoing treatment at the Mount Hope Pediatric Hospital. The minister said he's troubled by the violence inside and outside of schools and has urged young people in Trinidad and Tobago to make better decisions. And Hunter Biden, that's the son of the U.S. president, has been convicted of all three felony charges related to the purchase of a revolver in 2018 when prosecutors argued the president's son lied on a mandatory gun purchase form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Jurors found Hunter Biden guilty of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer, making a false claim on the application by saying he was not a drug user and illegally having the gun for 11 days. He faces up to 25 years in prison when he is sentenced. Our top stories. Some sanitation service authority staff still off the job, demanding disbursement of an incentive payment. It's also over other grievances. The SSA management, meantime, insists the majority of staff is working and that there is no major disruption of services. The NUPW reiterates that it has instructed its members to return to work, but the Unity Workers Union again promises to keep up the fight for as long as it takes. The World Bank forecasts economic growth of 3.7% for Barbados this year. Government takes to Parliament proposed new laws to allow for judge-only trials and plea bargaining. And Hunter Biden, son of the U.S. President Joe Biden, convicted of all three felony charges and could face up to 25 years in prison. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up now on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.